It's the final stretch in Albany as lawmakers and Governor Cuomo try to cobble together a new budget before the April 1st deadline. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one central New York lawmaker thinks they'll make it.
Democrat Assemblyman Bill Magnarelli of Syracuse expects all parties to come to agreement on a $168 billion budget before next Sunday's deadline. But he says coming up with the cash to pay for state spending could derail negotiations between Governor Cuomo and leaders of the state Senate and Assembly.
Revenue is the biggest problem. I think my counterparts in the Republican Senate, they like a lot of things in the budget, but they don't want to fund them. So we've got to figure out a way to do that or cut some things out of the budget so that we can make a balance.
Some Republicans are balking at Cuomo's proposal for $1 billion in increased taxes. And as usual, other initiatives are used as budget bargaining chips. One this year is a push for early voting. It would extend the opportunity to vote in New York State during a 12-day period before Election Day. Magnarelli says there's money in the proposed spending plan to pay counties to keep polling places open.
We're going to continue to push for it to stay on the table during the final negotiations of the budget. I'm hopeful that it will be there when we finish.
Last year, the state spending plan won final approval 9 days after the April 1st deadline. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.